Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all people." This baby that we are celebrating over this holiday season is the good news of great joy for the shepherds. You know, the shepherds were no one's top choice for anything except to be exiled into the fields. They were not being invited over to anyone's home for dinner. And yet, God chose to break through the night into their reality and deliver a message that was for them. Good news for them. The message they were used to receiving was likely messages of rejection. But on that night, radiant angels, beaming with the very glory of God, invited them into the earthly throne room to see the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And when they carefully traversed their way into the city, to the inn, to the stable, they were welcomed by Joseph and Mary to gaze upon the one who is the Savior for despised and rejected men like themselves. And we must remember that in order to have this Savior for ourselves, we must recognize that we are the poor and needy. We are the outcast. We are the ones who have been invited into His kingdom. And unless we come in that manner, humbled that the highest prize of heaven would reach down into our dark and pitiful lives, then we will not see Him as Savior and Lord, and we will not follow in the steps of the shepherds, returning to our lives, glorifying and praising God for all that has been revealed to us. Knowing that Jesus invites in the poor and needy assures us that there is always an invitation for us, and when we come, we realize that in Christ, we have all the wealth that we need. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our national changemakers in Costa Rica. And also remember the Kimpoto Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.